أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. We're doing the surahs wal-asr, that Allah Ta'ala took an oath on time, and the various aspects were discussed, and that time is a very valuable commodity, it's a very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and people who do not appreciate time. Allah gave a general ruling, for unfortunately the vast majority of us are such that we don't appreciate time. Allah says they are in a great loss, and that loss of ease of this dunya also and of akhirat also. Time is not to be wasted, it's not to be passed, just to pass time. But time is to be made valuable. Allah gave us this time to make it valuable, not just to pass our time, and not just even to live for the day, but it is to make the time valuable. And how to make it valuable? Allah says those people who have iman, who make an effort on iman, and the starting point of iman is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much also a person says he has got iman that we die on that. That is very important, that our death must come on that. Then there is no limit to the heights of iman. And in this time we have to make continuous effort that we get the real iman, iman in its haqiqat, in its essence, in its reality. And that will be followed automatically then by amal salihah. Our whole life we have to fill it up with good deeds, amal salihah. Iman will make us produce iman salihah. Amal salihah will make our iman stronger also. So this time has to be used for that, and not just for the temporary gains of this world. What we earn of this dunya, to do it correctly and in its limits, that also is an ibadat. And it is a very great ibadat also to earn halal, to make effort for it, but to go to have greed of dunya. And just to get ourselves engaged in dunya all the time, then we will realize we had wasted our time. At the time of maut, a person will realize then that he wasted his time. And in order to do that iman in amal salihah, it is very necessary we do tawasi bil haq. We encourage one another on the truth in every matter. Whether it is ourselves, our nafs doesn't want us to do the right things. So we have to fight our nafs. In our family usually, then they will want other things. They will prefer going to all wrong places, for example, dress wrongly, to dress the children wrongly. Then we will have to tell them at all those times we will have to do. In the community and in the whole ummah we will have to work so that an environment of righteousness comes into existence, and that environment will encourage us. So in all the things that lead towards the work of tabligh and da'wat, the work of the Darul Ulooms and the Makatib, the Madrasas, the work of the Khanqas, and all other work that work towards establishing deen and making deen alive, our masajid, the adhan is a great invitation towards this. All this and people coming for namaz, etc., walking, coming in our cars, this is all encouragement, and other people also get encouraged to follow the truth. So that also we have to do, and in order to do all that, a person needs the great quality of sabr. So watawasaw bis sabr. There are those people also who come out of that loss, who encourage and tell one another to make sabr on the matters of deen. When following on deen and some difficult conditions come, to tell one another to make sabr. When we will encourage somebody, even in the family, even the wife, we will tell her, why don't you do this? She will tell us, but you don't do this and you don't do that. Who are you to tell me? You don't follow deen at all yourself, and you are telling me. We'll have to make sabr. Whoever we tell and whoever stands up for the truth, they will have to make a lot of sabr. And the greatest in this field were the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And the greatest amongst them was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had opposition from day one when he still spoke, until he did not call towards the truth. the people honored him, respected him, made him sit on the throne, so to say. But the minute he started calling towards the truth, his own immediate family people, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all of these, they went greatly against him, and he had to make sabr all the time. Difficulties and hardships came in his own family. His own daughter was killed in a very, very bad way. Well, he had to make sabr on that. On his, all his family members, at that also sabr. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Madinatul Munawwara, there also a lot of sabr. The hypocrites were there. The Jews were there. The enemies from around the world gathered against Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. There also a lot of sabr. So whoever will stand up for the truth must be ready for this. And the sabr has to carry on till maut. A person must make effort for deen and be pardoned on deen right through till maut. We should never ever think, now I'm old, I've done enough. Shaitan whispers in the ears, you have done enough now, now you can take it easy. Easy will be in the qabr. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, dunya mehnat ki jaga. Yeah, we have to make effort right till the last moment, till maut. Qabr, sone ki jaga. And then the qabr will be the place to go and rest. Resting is not, the idea of retiring is not an Islamic concept at all. It is a total alien concept. For a Muslim, there is nothing like retiring. That is in the Western world, their way of thinking, modern world, they retire. But for a Muslim, there is no retiring. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until maut comes to a person, namazes have to carry on. Everything has to carry on. There is no retiring. And then, or, and Maulana should say, Jannat maze urane ki jaga. And then Jannat will be the place of enjoyment. This dunya is not the place of enjoyment at all. In no way whatsoever. The place of enjoyment is Jannat. So a person who will work here, he will get that enjoyment. And a person wants to enjoy here, he will get this foolish, superficial, so to say, enjoyment. And may Allah save us all, we must not be deprived then of the enjoyment of Jannat. So that is, yeah, we have to make effort all the time. Rest will come in the qabr. And then enjoyment will come in Jannat. So if we follow this pattern, and if we look at it from the reverse, a person has to have sabr, then he will be want to speak the truth. Otherwise, many a person say, I wanted to say this, but I thought there will be a problem. The truth must be said. And lot of criticism will come. Whenever a person stands for the truth, we will get lot of opposition from the vast majority of people. Because the vast majority are those people who want to just live their lives according to this dunya, which Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. So if we want to make people happy, we will be also in that nuksan. So a person who speaks the truth, who stands for the truth, is going to have opposition all the time. From within, from without. We have to be ready. So if you are ready for that, then you will speak the truth. Whenever it has to be, you won't be frightened and you will speak the truth. When you will do that, then you will create the environment of amal salihah. The deeds which are according to the commandments of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that all will increase our iman and make it strong. Then a person will hopefully die on iman. And he will get the reward of all this in the akhirah. So this is a very short surah, but Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, this surah is enough for the hidayat and guidance of mankind. So if we ponder in the meaning still of it and try and practice upon it, it will be sufficient for us that we get guided towards righteousness. May Allah give us tawfiq to do this, iman, amal saliha, to invite and encourage the truth everywhere in front of everyone, and then to make sabr on whatever opposition we face, to make sabr on that and get the rewards from Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have completed this surah also. May Allah accept and give us tawfiq to practice accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.